So today we're diving into a really interesting paper highlighted by MathyAI with Mike, focusing on using encoder-only transformers for semantic reward modeling. It's all about fine-tuning large language models to generate better explanations.
Exactly. The core problem they're tackling is how to train LLMs to give explanations that aren't just correct, but also pedagogically sound. The traditional methods have some serious drawbacks. You've got the LLM as judge approach, which is accurate, but computationally expensive and prone to bias. Then you have simpler keyword-based metrics like rouge, which are efficient, but too superficial. This paper proposes a clever third way.
Right. I saw that. It's using a smaller encoder-only transformer as a dedicated semantic reward model. Instead of directly judging the natural language or counting keywords, it operates in the latent space of text embeddings. Can you break that down a bit?
Sure. So both the generated explanation and a ground truth explanation are fed into this encoder. Pause. The encoder transforms each text into a dense numerical vector, an embedding. Pause. Then they calculate the cosine similarity between these two vectors. This single number becomes the reward signal. Pause. The higher the similarity, the closer the generated text is, semantically, to the ideal explanation written by an expert.
Okay, that makes sense. So it's rewarding the model for capturing the underlying logical structure rather than just surface-level features. It's like teaching it why something is correct, not just that it's correct.
Precisely. And this semantic reward mechanism is implemented within the GRPO framework. GRPO, or emphasis, Generalized Relative Preference Optimization, is a reinforcement learning algorithm that scores a set of generated responses for each prompt. It then updates the model's policy based on how each generation's score compares to the average score of the group. This provides a stable and efficient way to apply the reward signal.
That sounds pretty sophisticated. But the review mentioned the reward function isn't just cosine similarity. There are other components, right?
Yes, absolutely. The reward function is multifaceted to shape the model's output holistically. The overall reward is the sum of four distinct signals. First, you have the semantic similarity, which we already discussed, but it's a corrected cosine similarity. They subtract a baseline similarity calculated from random explanations to prevent the model from being rewarded for just generating text that vaguely resembles any explanation. That's a crucial detail. Then there's a simple binary reward for factual accuracy, checking if the final answer is correct. They also include a structural integrity reward, based on rules that check if the output is correctly formatted with the required XML tags. Finally, there's a reward for the transparency of reasoning, rewarding the inclusion of a non-empty chain of thought block within dedicated tags.
So it's incentivizing the model to be not only correct and semantically aligned, but also well-structured and transparent in its reasoning.
That's a comprehensive approach.
Exactly. The innovation here is the pragmatic and efficient reward shaping. They demonstrate that a small, computationally inexpensive encoder model can provide a semantically rich reward signal, which is more sophisticated than lexical metrics and more efficient and stable than using a large LLM as a judge. By combining this semantic score within a multifaceted reward function in the GRPO framework, the paper presents a robust methodology for guiding LLMs to generate higher quality and more conceptually aligned explanations. It sounds like a really promising approach for improving the quality and trustworthiness of LLM explanations. I'm keen to dig deeper into the paper itself. Thanks for breaking it down.